The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening.
Is it a red flag? Is it a red flag if they tell you?
Would you date a short king? Oh my kids, you tall, curly hair baddies.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm back with another special guest. We have Emma here. Would you like to introduce yourself, say your name, and a program that you're not in?
I'm Emma. And I am doing law.
She's going to be a lawyer soon. Like, really soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully, really soon. Hopefully. Yeah.
Have you done, like, the back or whatever it's called? The bar?
No, that's when I'm older.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, like 25.
Okay, okay.
A few years left. It's okay.
Today, we're going to be talking about a couple things. Red flags, if you will. Tell us a bit about, like, your journey here today.
I grew up in the UK. Mm-hmm. And I speak 3 languages fluently.
Whoa.
And 2 that I'm trying to develop, mm-hmm. which is French and Arabic.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. You're like, what are some of your red flags in someone that you would be like, okay, never mind?
If they wear skinny jeans.
Really?
As a guy, yeah.
But what if they just like, they don't know?
No.
Really?
I can't.
So you like someone with like good style?
Good style, yeah. Can dress, doesn't okay. sag.
Yeah. Okay, real.
I don't want to see their whole body, like, stretched, yeah. When the guy shows me their ankles, like, if he wears ankle socks with jeans. Oh. So, like, imagine, like, a bit of a gap, and I'm just like, no. Yeah. That's if I first look at them. Or
like first glance. I have a fun game.
Okay.
So you give, like, 3 traits that's, like, your dream man. And then I'm going to give you 1 red flag and see if that makes you not want to date them.
Okay, emotional intelligence. What, physical traits or just, like, personality?
Like, anything.
Okay, so academically smart and driven.
Okay.
Is, like, bilingual or multilingual?
My red flag is that he's really obsessed with Andrew Tate, but he doesn't talk about it in front of you, but it's the only thing that he talks about with his friends.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. No, like, get out. No. He's so sexist and like,
yeah,
like his opinion on money, I get.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't believe it, but like I can see where people come from. But anything else, other subjects he speaks about, I'm like, definitely not.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't date that person, no.
Facts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, say your 3 green flags.
Okay. They're like really like kind.
Okay.
Oh, they're really funny, like, really funny. But, like, not, like, too funny where it's, like, you're stupid. Like, they're, like, okay, they're kind, they're funny, but they, like, are self-aware in the sense that they, like, they care about other people's perception, but not in, like, an insane way, just in, like, a, I'm not gonna act, like, really stupid in the wrong setting, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, do you have a red flag?
No, number, you said 2.
Okay, fine, I'll make another.
Yeah.
Okay. Thoughtful.
Okay. Okay, red flag.
Yeah.
They swear at their mom.
Ooh. Like, they just, like, happen to swear.
If something happens and he gets angry at her, he might swear at her. No, like, to her.
Oh, to her?
Like, or tell her, like, to shut up. No. But only when he's angry, so it might be rare. But he still does it.
Yeah. No. I'm, like, picturing, like, I'm, like, thinking of, like, people. I don't think so. No, that's weird.
I do.
What do you think? Would you still?
No.
No.
I don't think you should swear in front of your, or curse in front of your parents.
Yeah, but I just, like, don't do that, you know? But I'm, like, I feel like other people can.
Yeah, like,
but
exactly.
But at them, when you're, like, mad, it's weird.
Like, I get hurting yourself and maybe, like, cursing a little bit, fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, at them, like, mm-hmm. people that raised you, definitely not.
Yeah, no. You know, I guess everyone's parent, like, relationships with their parents are different. So, generally, no, I don't think so.
Because then you'll raise that, like, it would be an acceptable thing for he might do that to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, literally.
So I'm like, no, definitely not.
Because also the way that you see them treating anyone else is, like, how they're going to treat you. Not mm-hmm. necessarily, but, like, probably. I feel like guys will, like, they only have to treat their girlfriends right and they don't have to treat anyone else right.
I don't like if that.
I hate that. That's so weird. Like, I get, like, okay, yeah, you should be, like, extra nice to your girlfriend, do nice things for her, whatever. But that's the one, like, woman that you act that way towards, or maybe, like, her and your mom. Like, that's still weird. Like, you should still be, like, a good person to everyone else, or else it's gonna, like, I don't know. That's my...
But some girls like that. Some girls be like, I love when a guy has a sweet spot for me and is rude to everyone else around me.
That's
I
don't get that.
Like, I get him being, like,
extra,
more nice to you and kind and friendly, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he should be, like, a rude person to everyone else.
Yeah. Well, okay, what... are some of your other red flags?
Red flag number one is if they are, like, addicted to Twitter, Reddit, Discord. Mm. Like, if they're a Snapchat warrior, definitely not.
Yeah, no, that's so real. Yeah, I think I didn't, like, really know that when I was younger. And I was like, but also, like, it's different when it was, like, COVID or whatever, too.
No, I get that. But I feel like if you're between, like, let's say 2025, oh I don't think God. Your if main still... communication should be, like, messaging on TikTok or, like, snapping each other. Like, I do get snapping each other. Like, that's fine. But, like, if that's your main form of communication, I think that's red flag.
Yeah, no, that's really weird.
Like, it's so childish, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's really not that hard to use iMessage. Like, it's really not that hard.
WhatsApp. Like, I think even Instagram's better.
Yeah. I think Instagram's better, too.
Like, I still use Snapchat. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, same.
But, like, if I go on Snapchat, I have memories since I was, like, 12. And I still use it to message people, but, like, it would just be a quick thing. It wouldn't be, like, a deep conversation. Yeah, because
It, like, deletes. That's the whole whatever.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like some guys will, like, look at them and be like, that's why they want to use Snapchat, because it deletes and because, I don't know, it's weird. They can say weird stuff and they'll think you can't screenshot
they can block
it,
them but quickly.
We're screenshotting it anyways, like.
Yeah, an iPad kid right here, so I'm okay. Okay, another red flag, I think, especially, like, an older sibling.
Yeah.
The guy's an older sibling. When he thinks he has power or has been more trained in life or experienced in life because he has to deal with his younger siblings and basically he's been a dad, or he thinks he can get away with stuff because he's been through more stuff than I have been. For example, I'm the youngest child.
Okay, I kind of get, like, a bit of that. Like, I get, like, maybe he has, like, his parents weren't, like, were very much, like, kind of made him raise his, like, younger siblings. So I do see, like, the vision and, like, okay, maybe he has been kind of a dad to them. But, like, in terms of, like, comparing yourself to someone else and being like, oh, I'm so much more mature than you because I had to go through this, that's weird. Yeah.
You can tell sometimes that if they're the older sibling and, like, the way they act and stuff, like, you can tell. So I'm like, definitely not.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if that's their whole personality, then no.
I don't know. I've never met someone who's, like, done that, I feel, as a guy at least.
Maybe it's not quite common here, but, like, when I was brought up, it was really common,
Interesting.
What's one of your red flags?
Like, a lot of it just has to do with, like, the way that I see them interact with other people. Like, if you're, like, rude to, like, a server or something at a restaurant, that's weird. Also, it's so embarrassing to be in a group or something. Or, like, imagine you're, like, on a date and your date is, like, rude to the server. That's so embarrassing
for you, too.
Like, I don't know. What do you think, like, a good, like, first date is? Because we were talking about this.
Yeah, okay. My opinion is if I'm going on a date with a guy that I'm friends with before, then it's okay, but I wouldn't prefer it.
Yeah, to, like, sit down, whatever.
Yeah, because I know the person. But if it's, like, a guy that I know, like, let's say I'm friends with him and, like, it progresses into something more, I'm more likely to do activities to make it more fun. Like, break the barrier. Because obviously, like, if you're friends first, you're, like, switching between friends to, like, maybe something more romantic.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even, like, ice skating board, something more interactive than
that's fun.
But if it's a guy you barely know that you met, however you met him, that's not a friend, I don't recommend dinner dates. Yeah. Because for me personally, like, I can be awkward, he can be awkward, and we're sitting there in silence.
Like, that's so funny.
Yeah. And, like, you might not get the same food. You might get messy during dinner. Like, it's a bit awkward. I just feel like if it's a guy you barely know, especially even in Canada, like, it's cute to, like, just do random activities. Like, there's actually, like, so many things you can
there's
do.
There's so many things you can do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, little fun, like, pop-ups and stuff.
Exactly.
Like, just go to that. Like, that's really fun.
Yeah, and then if you're hungry, grab a bite after. If the, like, if it's not awkward, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think going to dinner, dressing up for a guy that you don't really know can be awkward.
Yeah. I also really like, not as, like, a first date, but, like, a group setting to, like, get to know someone is good, you know? Like,
yeah, I get you. Yeah. But I feel like it depends how you met them. Like,
for
if he's a bit older than you, then you know that you probably have to go by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But if you met him through, like, university, school, work, I get that, a group setting.
Yeah, that's another red flag you have.
Okay, I'm a big iMessage person, like, iMessage gamer. Like, if I'm bored, I'll message them. So, like, if they have an Android, I don't think it would work.
Okay. I'm anti-iMessage games.
Why?
So what would that mean? I don't know. Like, I just, like, decided, like, I was never gonna play an iMessage game.
Have you played before?
Never.
Why?
I don't know. I just, like, I don't know. Like, I put it in my head and now I'm like, I can never do it.
Okay, I'm into iMessage games when I'm with whoever it might be, and I'm at the airport, or, like, we're together. Like, I don't ever play it, like, with, like, someone far. Yeah. Unless it's, like...
Oh, really?
Unless it's, like, cup ping pong and, like, we have nothing better to do, and I miss the personal farming.
Yeah.
But if, like, I'm with them, I'm like, oh, we have so much time waiting for a plane or, an airport or a train. I'm like, let's just play iMessage games.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's just nice to have, just in case if you want to play. But, like, if you have an Android, like, what are you going to do? Like, Snapchat games or, like... send TikToks to each other. Do you know what I mean?
No Android for you.
No.
WhatsApp would like annoy me. Honestly, if I had to text them on WhatsApp for like ever.
I don't mind WhatsApp, but sometimes I feel like I'm being too.
Or like
I'm
too, green text always.
No, definitely not. Like, no, my mom had Android before, and like we used to tell her all the time, no, can Apple, get Apple, get Apple.
Yeah.
She's never looked back. She complains all the time, saying her battery dies, which is common for every Apple device.
Yeah.
But I guarantee she'll never come back.
That's so funny.
So would you date a guy with Android?
I don't think it wouldn't be like a instant like no, for sure. Like I wouldn't see their Android and be like, never mind. Like if I like them, yeah, I think I would. I would, yeah.
So that's not a red flag for you, but if it's like more things, it will stop you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Like if it's like I'm like it's just like an add-on to all the bad things that I'm like.
It's not even that, like no FaceTime, no iMessage, no AirDrop.
But like messages. I could get past it if I really like them. You
okay.
know what I mean?
If you send a picture to him, how are you sending it to him?
Like Snapchat. This brings us to the original issue.
Yeah.
Like, we'd have to use WhatsApp. And my WhatsApp notifications don't work well. So, I don't know what we're going to do about that.
So, I guess it's an issue. I
guess it's kind of an issue.
Yeah, or like, you know, like iMessage, you can send it like different like ways of typing or emojis to pop up on your screen. Like,
yeah.
It's like a whole like
performance. When I send like happy birthday, it's going to like have balloons. Like,
no,
that's
not
going to
have balloons.
Happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so sad.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're onto something.
Yeah, I feel like you have to be on the same wavelength. Like,
yeah.
I think now, because it's like very cultured, like, I guarantee you won't date someone that's like from the same exact culture or maybe same religion as you. Like, there'll always be something that's different. So I feel like try and get as many small things that are similar with each other, then it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I think I'm just picky because I do get the Android thing. Like, you can't really, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or even, like, I drive, so, like, Apple CarPlay. I'm like, hey, Siri, play this. The car starts playing automatically. I love that.
What's an Apple ad, actually.
I do think Apple is a cult, in my personal opinion. Like, once you get one Apple product.
Yeah, but then it's like you can't because then your computer connects to it, your watch connects to it, your AirPods.
Like, I know there's better, like, phones than Apple iPhones. Mm-hmm. I do. But the way it just works all together, I'm like, this is so simplistic. Like, I can message on my iPad and my computer on my phone. Like, why wouldn't I? It's just easier.
Yeah. Wow. And no one would think of that.
That's why, like, it has to be thoughtful. Like, they have to be, like, academically smart so they can understand. Like, I don't know. Like.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So, I have a question. Because one of my friends, her, like, big thing is, like, she won't date a guy who has no, like, ambition.
I agree with her.
Yeah.
This is my opinion. If you have no goal in life, that means you're not motivated by life.
Yeah.
If you're motivated by life, you're probably comfortable in your position you're in. So, like, your parents are wealthy or you know you have a job lined up because you're, like, maybe you can be a nepo baby or something.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's, like, you should work hard because you are supposed to provide for your kids and potentially a woman or your man, whoever you might like in the future.
Well, I don't know. It depends because everyone, like, some people don't want kids, whatever. But then it's, like, you still have to...
You have to provide for yourself.
For yourself, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can't live at home with it. You can at 40, but, like, you shouldn't be. Okay, I have a question. Would you date a short king?
Yeah, I would date a short
king. But how tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
Would you date someone that's 5'4"? I'm assuming short king is under 5'7", right?
That's really, I don't know. I feel like under, like, 5'8". Wait, I feel like you're still, like, people would be, like, short king if you were, like, 5'8". No? I don't know. I'm not really good with heights.
Okay.
That's also the thing.
Would you date someone that's 5'4"? A guy that's 5'4". It's like this much taller than you.
If I really, really like them... Well, honestly, I don't think... Okay, low-key, I'm saying if I really, really like them, but I honestly don't think it would matter that much. Because, okay, the one thing that would kind of annoy me is, like, if I wear, like, heels and, like, I'm taller than them, like, I probably wouldn't like that.
But would that put you off completely from dating them?
No, because I feel like I don't notice height that much, even though that's, like... What do you mean you don't notice height? But, like, I feel like I, like...
It's not the first thing you think of.
It's not the first thing I think of. But also, I don't notice things about people that much. Like, I couldn't tell you, like, anyone's, like, eye color if I'm not looking, like, right at them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
So, I don't know. It's kind of like that. It's, like, eye color to me is, like, what height is. It's kind of, like, it's there, but, like,
but how...
Whatever.
Okay, what
but
about...
But also, I do like, I do, like, a cute, like, height difference. Like, that's cute. So, I don't know. But I definitely wouldn't not date them.
How about if they were an Android user and a short king?
Are they, like, perfect otherwise? Like, perfect?
They're thoughtful. They're kind. They have a good job. They're funny. and they're sarcastic if you want them to be, but they have an Android and they're 5'4".
Can they be 5'5"?
No, they're 5'4".
Okay, I'll date them, but like all my friends will be like, oh, he's so short.
Would you find it weird if those of your girlfriends mm-hmm. were taller than your boyfriend?
But also, I am friends with people that are short sometimes.
Shorter than you?
Like my height. I don't know. My best friend is like 5'6" or something, and she'll definitely say something about it. She's like 5'7". Maybe she's 5'. I don't know how tall she is.
I don't think height is the biggest thing.
No.
I think it's what you want it for.
What do you mean?
So, like, I'm 5'.
You're thinking, like, ahead. You want your kids to be tall.
Like,
really?
I want my kids to be tall, curly hair, baddies. Like, I'm not even joking. At my age, like, obviously, I want to get married and have kids one day. But, like realistically, I'd want a guy to be, like, I'm 5'4", 5'5".
Yeah.
Like, 5'9", minimum.
Okay. Yeah.
Ideally taller because I want to feel protected, honestly. Okay. Like, I want to feel like I'm safe.
That's kind of fair. That's also kind of
I will not feel protected if someone's my height or a tiny bit taller than me. I'm like, I'm with my, like, I don't feel mm-hmm. it's not like I'm out in the dangerous world. Well,
no,
we
but
are,
like,
but like
you could be one. That's kind of wow. I never actually thought of that, but I mean, it's also like height isn't the only thing that's gonna like
I do get you, but at the same, like,
I do kind of see that vision. So you wouldn't date a short king?
Like, no.
No? Never?
I don't wear heels often.
Yeah.
Only when I dance. Mm-hmm. But I do wear boots often. Yeah. Especially in winter. Yeah. That are like 2-3 inch boots. I want to look up at him. Like, I don't want to look at the same eye level or look down at him. Like,
yeah.
I feel like when you
I don't want to look down at him. But ideal is like, okay, if I'm wearing heels, like, he's still a little taller than me, at least. I don't know.
But like, I feel like it's so feminine and attractive when you as a girl are wearing heels and you can still look up at the guy that you
cute.
Like or love. Like, I find that so attractive.
That is cute.
Also, when you take pictures, like, the cute height difference is like,
okay,
oh,
but
it's so
no, that's
cute.
The thing, like, height difference is like cute in pictures, but
not even pictures
know.
Like,
and
it's just
like,
so cute
if you, like,
in life
by a mirror, like, I don't know. Yeah. But sometimes, like, it's more than height.
I do agree with you. Like, if it's like, if I met the perfect guy and he mm-hmm. was like 5'5", 5'6", I would consider it.
Yeah.
But only if you had, like, everything else I was looking for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it'll put me off, but it wouldn't put me, like, completely off. I'll never speak to him again kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I do have... I have met people that my friends have dated, like, dated people that, like, similar heights to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they end up being nice people.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, height doesn't make you a bad person. But that's just a preference. Like, it's not like, I want this and nothing else. It's, like, a preference.
Yeah.
I would have, yeah.
Yeah. Is it a red flag? Is it a red flag if they tell you that, like, they're not, like, in it for the long run? Like,
that's then yes. What do you mean, they're just here for a temporary fun?
Yeah.
Then why are you dating me?
Okay, facts.
No, for me, it's like, I get the whole date, like, the Western world of dating, like, you date, whatever, like, but, like, traditionally, like, especially in my family, like, it's not, it was never common to date multiple people at once.
So well,
not
at
once, like,
but
before
like,
you marry the person or have kids with the person, whatever it might be, it's like, if I date, especially now,
mm-hmm.
at my age, like early 20s, if I date a person, I would, obviously, like, the first 3 months, fine, like, you just, like, you're in a bubble, whatever. But, like,
mm-hmm.
after 6 months or 2 years, I'll be like, oh, do I want to worry this person? If I don't see them, I'm like, why would I continue?
Yeah.
Because the longer you stay on, like, be more heartbroken.
Yeah.
If you know that's not your person for you, you're just mm-hmm. postponing the future guy that might come into your life.
Yeah, facts.
What's your opinion on a guy having tattoos?
Oh, I think that's
like
fine.
A sleeve. Like on one hand, like one arm only.
That's fine. If they're like meaningful. If he just kind of got them and he's like, whatever. I don't know. Did you know I have a secret tattoo?
Where?
I have a little ankle tattoo.
What is it? What is it of?
It's like sparkles. Like
a what does it mean? Oh.
It doesn't really mean anything. I just like sparkles. I guess it's kind of.
No, but a sleeve is a lot.
Yeah. Like, I don't. Well, it does mean something because like I like worked at like a camp and like my friend like.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
so it's
cute.
Kind of like camp memories. Kind of
but that, like, that's like, I feel like an arm or like anything, like,
that's
in my
like
opinion,
visible.
Like this, is like, you should have meaning. Especially as a sleeve. Like,
I don't know. It really depends on how they act. Because I feel like sometimes people with like a tattooed sleeve will like act a certain way.
Like
and
a bad boy.
Yeah. Like, and I'm probably not really a fan of that. But like, if they just like happen to have a tattooed sleeve and
like,
they're just like a chill person, like, that's kind
of
whatever.
That.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think? No, not at all.
I wouldn't date a tattoo like sleeve guy.
Yeah.
Personally, I this is my opinion about tattoos. Like, I don't think, especially for a sleeve, that you have to like fill it in.
Mm-hmm.
That you should inflict pain in yourself for something that you like you won't like in a year.
Yeah, but I mean, you might like it for.
I know, but I mean, like, if it's not meaningful, so, like, you know, people that get like, yeah. Like a guy that has a lion or like a cross on his back or like a massive thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. A cross I get, but like everything else, like a lion, people get. I'm like, it took you like 5 hours. You're paying a ridiculous amount of money, but then it hurts as well.
Yeah.
But then you might like it in 5 years.
My stick and poke hurts so much, and everyone told me it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. It hurts so bad. I was literally like, but yeah.
But no, I also found out by Ronaldo actually. That's kind of crazy. that if you have tattoos, you cannot donate blood.
Oh yeah, I heard something about that. Yeah.
I was watching some Ronaldo episode, like Cristiano Ronaldo episode, and he was saying that he doesn't want to get tattoos because he wants to give blood.
Yeah, I did just, like, really recently, and I was like,
Not that I, like, no, obviously, like, people should give blood if they really want to help people, but that shouldn't be a reason why you shouldn't get tattoos. Like,
that
shouldn't be the only reason.
Yeah.
What about, okay, what about if you listen to goth music or, like, stuff, like, the music type?
Music is actually, like, a turn-off for me. That's, like, if you're, but I don't know, like, exactly what. If you're listening to, like, if you listen to, like, rap, that's, like, fine. If you listen to, like, girl music, that's also fine. If you listen to, like...
Rock.
Okay.
Like, heavy metal.
If they're... Like, just, like, heavy metal, that's kind of...
Like, they play, like, a Spotify rap to just heavy metal bands.
Like, it's, like, no, like, not personally. I don't think I would...
What about, like... Okay, I don't know what the genre is, but, you know...
Like, imagine they have their AirPods in and that's what they're playing.
And you can hear you know it because it's, like...
like, that's weird, that's weird. But if it's, like, yeah, like, cute, like, indie music, that's, like, peak.
What about if they're, like, listen to drill?
What's that, like, UK? Like,
yeah, drill. Central C, like...
Honestly, sometimes I'll listen to that. So, like, you know what? It's not that bad. But I kind of just, like, it's just, like, whatever. Like, if they, like, are really into it, that's kind of, I don't know.
Really? Okay, this is my... On drill. Mm-hmm. As someone that is in the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to listen to a guy that listens to drill. I mean, I would never date a guy that listens to only drill.
Yeah.
Because, like, 90% of drill songs are, like... sexualizing women, saying this, exactly. The girl has the girl has that. I don't want a guy that I'm dating that's supposed to love me be associated with that behavior. So
mm-hmm.
And it's just so, like, one is, like, graphically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Two, like, the beat is just, like, it can be aggressive and stuff. I'm like, that's not, definitely
that's
not.
Also, that's really fair. But also at the same time, I'm like, okay, some rappers, like, sometimes I'll listen to songs like that too. And I'm like, I just have to ignore the lyrics a bit. You know what I mean? So it depends, but if they're, like, really into it, that's all they listen to, that's, like, weird.
Mainly
I don't think I would date them. No.
Okay. Who's one artist that you never want your...
Kanye West, stop listening. I don't care. Like, actually, if they're, like, really into Kanye West, I will... It's over.
Wow, it's over. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Especially if they're, like... I hate Taylor Swift at the same time.
You don't like Taylor Swift?
No. If they're, I like Taylor Swift.
Oh, so if they said, I don't want to date a girl.
If they're a Taylor Swift hater, actually, that's a red flag for me. That's a red flag. Okay. I mean that. Yeah, that's my one biggest red flag, is if they are, like, a Taylor Swift hater and they mean it, and they're not doing it to, like, rage bait me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I get that. If that's one of your favorite artists, I do get that. For me, it's like, I listen to, like, I think I have one of the most diverse music tastes out of all of my friends.
Yeah.
Like, I can listen to, like, different languages, different, like, like, everything. But when it comes to, like, proper English, no, like, rave music, definitely not. Anything that's, like, super, super pop, I don't listen. Yeah. Unless I'm in the mood for it.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, like, let's say, for example, Taylor Swift, like, I don't listen to her.
But, like, you'll listen to her, like, at...
Like, if it's out there, I would listen, but, like, I wouldn't actively go and listen to it unless, like, let's say I'm heartbroken or sad, like, a specific mood.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what
I mean? But, like, if a guy that I want to see is not open to listen to, like normal art, like, Drake, Chris Brown, like, what else? I'm like, why? Like, especially for me, like, I'm really big into, like, reggaeton and, like, salsa and bachata and stuff like that. If
a guy... So is my mom. That's all she listens to.
I love that for your mom.
She dances, too.
I love that for your mom. No, but if a guy I'm seeing is not Hispanic or Latino anyway, that's fine.
Yeah.
But... If they're not open to listening to their own music, I'm so like, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if they gave me a recommendation, like my... Like,
you would listen to
like it. My guy friends give me a recommendation, like, I'll listen to it. Like, I'll say I don't like it, I like it, maybe I do, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'll always try.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. They need to be, like, open to... things that you like to.
I feel like yeah, if a guy likes you, he'll try things that you might like.
Yeah, and won't be like rude about it. Like he can not like it, but yeah, being nice about it. So we do have to conclude the episode, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now we know Emma's red flags. It's beautiful.